Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got power rankings coming your way, top of the hour, top five NFL teams. I think this is going to be fun. We haven't done this one in a while, and it's fascinating because you've got a lot of maneuvering. You've got a lot of overreactions that are out there, and people would say, hey, it's not overreacting. It's been 6 weeks. I think we'll disagree, but I have no idea what Sam's list is. Sam has no idea about my list. We'll go over it in about 20 minutes. Want to get your reaction as well. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Bet Sweats. We are on X, Bet_Sweat. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Let's talk some college football future. Sam, I don't think we've really even done this too much. Like, we've loosely mentioned title odds here or there on some teams. After a loss, is there value there? Whatever. Like, but I don't think we've really taken a deep dive into these title odd numbers, playoff numbers, and all that. Ohio State, justifiably, still the favorite. They are a perfect 6-0. They are about plus 350. That's the best number that you're going to find on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Then you have to double the price to get to the second favorite. You go 7-1 to get to Alabama. Miami at most spots, your third favorite at 9-1. Indiana cracks the top four in the odds at 10-1. Then you get to Oregon coming off a loss in that top five, 12-1 there. Then you go Georgia, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, and Texas. Similar numbers at around 18-1. Texas Tech rounds out the 20-1 numbers. Texas Tech undefeated on the youngish season. Sam, as I start to look at power rankings of different people that I respect, one thing really jumps out to me, and it's something that a lot of people, if they were to make their own top 25 rankings, they would not have, is even though they have two losses, there's a lot of people that I respect that have Notre Dame very, very high. They've got a big game this weekend. They are sizable favorites over USC. This is, I would say, probably the last spot where they could lose a game moving forward. Now, if they lose a third game, we know they're probably out. But if they don't, and where they are in people's power rankings, it's interesting. You would point to the 18-1 and say, if you truly believe that Notre Dame is a top four, top five team, you probably should be betting this number.
I have them fifth in the country right now. And I don't think that's really that crazy. I mean, you know who the top three are. It's Ohio State, Miami, Oregon. Some guys would have Bama a little bit above Oregon. Fine. And yes, Oregon still has a higher rating than Indiana, even though Indiana just beat Oregon. I know people have a hard time with that, but from a numerical standpoint, if Oregon and Indiana played tomorrow on a neutral, Oregon is still favored. I'm sorry. That's just the way it works. Upsets happen all the time, but it doesn't mean that the team that pulled the upset is still better in the eyes of an odds maker. Now, if you want to have this conversation, like, is Indiana better? That's different, but from an odds maker standpoint, they still are not going to drop. Oregon was just a seven and a half point favorite at home, and home field ain't worth seven. So maybe if they play again, the number is a little bit lower. Maybe it's five and a half, I guess. If you wanted to, Oregon would still get bet though. You know, if you were going to reopen that game, if they were going to play Saturday, Oregon home against Indiana, and you open at five and a half, Oregon's going to get that first bet. Mm-hmm. Odds are good. But Notre Dame is five for me. The defense looks better. They've clearly made a couple adjustments, and the quarterback's been insane. CJ Carr is unbelievable right now. I just pulled my entire ear set out. That hurt like hell. That really hurt. Like, my ear is ringing right now. Anyways, Notre Dame, number five for me.
It's interesting. Okay, so the idea, we talked about this in the offseason. We talk about it every time it happens. When you have a top-tier team that loses, can you find value in them? Can you find value in Oregon? They are fifth in the odds. 12-1 is the best price you're going to see. They just played two top teams. I say that loosely because, you know, we now know about Penn State. But they did beat them in double overtime, and then Penn State's entire season, entire everything in the football program completely fell apart. You have the loss against Indiana, but you also have sitting 5-1. You've got Rutgers, Wisconsin. You go to Iowa, Minnesota. You host USC at Washington. Of those last six games, you would think it's a minimum 5-1 for Oregon. So they're probably in. Do you think there's value on 12-1?
Especially off the loss, yes. This would be the time to buy, naturally. It's funny how this works, though, because I think you have more people now thinking, oh, I'll bet Indiana and not Oregon. But coming into that game, it was Oregon, 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 Oregon. But then Oregon loses, and it's like, oh, well, Indiana's better. Well, that's not how it works. You want to buy the right team at the right price. And Oregon, I saw a couple like 6-1s going into that game against the Hoosiers. And then they lose and the odds go to 10 or 12. So if you're looking to buy, this would not be the time to buy Indiana. The time to buy Indiana is before the win. The time to buy Oregon is likely after the loss. I personally don't think Oregon's winning the title. I understand it from a fundamental standpoint to buy the dip. I get it. For me, the best bet at price is Miami at 9-1. I still think they have the best line play in the country, and their quarterback is 28-3 as a starter.
Yep. I was thinking Big Ten. So you've got Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon all in. You agree?
Yeah.
Those three.
Yeah, for sure.
A fourth? Is there a fourth? Is it?
If USC beats Notre Dame, I think they're in.
This week. Comes down to this week. Yeah, I think basically. You're right.
It's not Penn State. Right.
Can a two-loss USC team make it? Yeah, I know. You kick them out, it changes things. Can a two-loss USC team make it coming out of a super conference? Like, if they lose this week, so now they're 5-2, but they don't lose again. So that includes winning in Oregon in the second to last week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess you'd have to split.
Yeah,
you'd have to split against USC and Oregon. If you lose both of those games and you have three losses and you haven't beaten any of the best opponents, you're out. Now, beating Michigan, some would say, is a nice win. But with losses to Illinois, USC, and Oregon, I don't think the committee would put USC in. You have to win one of those two games, at Notre Dame, at Oregon.
Yep. Yeah, just – looking at things as far as like, is there, I don't want it. Like, if you look at conference futures, I'm just really not all that interested. Like, am I interested in taking a team that's not named Ohio State? Not only do they have to get in, then they have to get in, then they have to beat down Ohio State. Yeah, it could very well happen, but I'm not interested in hunting for that. Are you?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Same thing. SEC. No idea. I think we know the 3-4 teams. We just went over them. coming out of the Big Ten. Depends on USC. That could make the playoff, but I don't know. If you want to follow the AP rankings, they've got 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11 ranked teams. It's like, which ones are going to come out of this mess alive? I mean, you're gambling.
Yeah, you are. A&M is getting a ton of respect from the guys that I talk to from a number standpoint. I got Matoy Pearson's numbers up right here. He's got Texas A&M as the number 6 team in the country right now. Okay, fine. I believe his numbers. And then you look at the price and you go, oh, I could find a 16-1. If they're that good or better than the market even understands with a quarterback that's been very special, maybe that team is worth a flyer. I'm surprised, though, Moe is actually really low on Ole Miss. He's got A&M 6 points better than Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And Georgia, he's got 8 points better than Ole Miss. So,
whoa.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, that's interesting.
What about Bama?
So he's got Bama number 3.
But how much
higher than Oregon by half a point?
How much better than Ole Miss?
Bama on Ole Miss, 8.5.
Oh, he really doesn't. He thinks they're the fraudulent one in this group, because that's where I was going to go. Which one are you hearing is the fraudulent squad that is viewed, you know, top 5 of the SEC, probably in the playoff? So he would say Ole Miss.
Right, and I see that, and then I go over. I get Kenny's numbers as well, Kenny White's numbers. He's got Ole Miss at 13th in the country. So that's sort of how the room feels about Ole Miss. Actually, they both have them 13th in the country. So okay. I see that and think, okay, not betting that team, right? Because if the power rating is low, they have to pull so many upsets as a touchdown dog or higher, and that's very unlikely in the playoff. At the end of the day, it could be very, very sad, though. We could just have Ohio State win it again. They're the best team with the best defense. Unbelievable receiver play with Smith and Tate. They can run the ball, and Julian Sain is a 5-star recruited quarterback who's getting better every game. We look for value. We try and find nice bets. Maybe it's just Ohio State again, though. It could be that simple.
Hmm. What about Texas? It's hard to figure out, what do you do after this Oklahoma game? Like, what are your okay, yeah, great. Arch Manning probably played his best game. Okay. There's an injured quarterback that kept throwing the ball to the other team on the other side. And, you know, they just have one conference loss. That's why I bring them up. And we know how strong the defense is. And you would expect Arch to continue to improve as the season marches on. Next couple games, they're on the road in the SEC, but they should win them. Kentucky, Mississippi State. Then they're sitting 6-2 overall, 3-1 in the conference before you get into Vandy, Georgia, Texas A&M. What do you think the chances are that they get back into this conversation?
They could make the playoff for sure. I mean, that's clear to me. In terms of winning the playoff, though, I hate their offense. I don't trust their quarterback. It's not to say that he's a bust, but the combination of a shaky O-line and a quarterback that's really struggling to read the field, mm-hmm. they can make the playoff for sure. Win the whole thing? Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm talking make the playoff, be one of the likely 4 teams out of the SEC to make that. Yeah. So that's, there's going to be some really good SEC teams that do not make the playoff. There's no doubt about that. We'll continue to monitor that. Joe O, Sammy P, power rankings, top 5 NFL teams on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.